AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Two police officers who helped defend the U.S. Capitol during the January 6th riot are suing to block payouts from a new nearly $1.8 billion Justice Department fund. Ed Donahue has the story.
President Trump is defending the anti-weaponization fund for people who claim to be victims of politically motivated prosecutions.
People were destroyed. They went to jail. Their families were ruined. They committed suicide. You know, all the Biden administration and the Obama administration, both of them.
The fund stems from a settlement of the president's $10 billion lawsuit against the IRS over leaked tax returns. In the House, this is California Democrat Ted Lieu.
You can't have a fake settlement with fake negotiations with essentially one entity negotiating against itself and then just paying out taxpayer money that Congress never authorized to go to criminals.
The officers suing call the fund the most brazen act of presidential corruption this century. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Trump administration's turning up pressure on Cuba with an indictment against former President Raul Castro, acting Attorney General Todd Blanche.
For acts of violence resulting in the deaths of American citizens.
The charges stem from the 1996 downing of civilian planes operated by Miami-based exiles. Cuba's current president, Miguel Díaz-Canel, condemned the indictment as a political stunt intended to, in his words, justify the folly of a military aggression against Cuba. The U.S. military says it boarded an Iranian-flagged commercial oil tanker in the Gulf of Oman, suspected of trying to violate the blockade of Iran's ports. President Trump on the status of talks to end the war and the prospect of renewed military action.
We're all ready to go. We have to get the right answers. It would have to be a complete 100% good answers.
And SpaceX has revealed plans for an initial public offering. This is AP News. Stephen Colbert's run on The Late Show ends Thursday.
The end marks the conclusion of his on-air feud with President Donald Trump. When CBS announced last summer that the show would come to an end in May, the network said it was for economic reasons. But others, including Colbert, are skeptical that Trump's repeated criticism of the show had nothing to do with it. Various stars, including actor Jon Hamm, say they've enjoyed being a part of his show.
Nobody has his unique sense of humor.
Actor George Clooney was one of Colbert's first guests.
He's somebody who's been speaking out for a long time. He's a good man. That he's a decent man.
And actor Roy Wood is looking forward to Colbert's next move.
Whatever Stephen Colbert does next, it will be just as loud and more impactful.
Colbert's departure leaves a void in late-night television, with fans missing his unique perspective and humor. I'm Haya Panjwani.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.